Sister Spade here, don't touch that dial. So we're talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the living Imam. There's no difference between the two goals and aims and avengers. And we, inshallah, all hope and dream and mentally at least aim for being in the camp of Imam Hussein, just like the 72 were in Karbala all those years ago. So sometimes we think that, you know, we go on the Arba'in walk and it's just as simple as, you know, I'm going on the walk, I'm going to Imam Hussein and I'm in. You know, Imam Hussein, we're told, is going to intercede for me, so I'm good to go. And it might be, if our intentions are right and if we live the rest of the year in the right way, with every day having the aim of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and Imam Hussein in our hearts and minds. But already we've gone from simple to a whole different story of living as a shaheed. How do we live the rest of the year? Are we living or friends with and of the enemies of Imam Hussein? Or are our behaviors in line with Imam Hussein and Imam Zaman, may Allah hasten his reappearance, revolution and objectives and goals and the just government? Which group, if we were really being scrutinizingly honest with ourselves and we were looking from the outside in, which group would we consider that we really would belong to? Would we consider our behavior as belonging to the groups that support the right, the just, the government of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and the revolution of Imam Hussein? Or on the other hand, would we be considered one of the groups of the mischief mongers, of the backbiters and the slanderers, or maybe the bribe givers or takers? And you know, it could be that this year, the year that you go for the Arba'in walk, will be that revolution for you. That maybe yesterday we were the backbiters or the mischief mongers or the bribe take, inshallah not. But the Arba'in walk is an invitation for a revolution within ourselves. As long as this revolution enters the heart where it becomes a way of our life, so that we never depart from this correct path of revolving towards the aims and values and goals and government of Imam Hussein and the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.